In this bulletin, a multi-billion dollar fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts. A senator has his application to visit Nauru denied. And Australia one win away from next year's FIFA Under 20 World Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelis. A $5 billion fund to guard Australian farmers against future droughts will be at the heart of the federal government's plan to tackle barren conditions over the next decade. The Future Drought Fund will help primary producers, non-government organisations and communities prepare for and respond to the impact of drought. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the fund is badly needed.
The government has the back of rural and regional Australia. Our farmers are the best in the world, make no mistake. They're the most resilient in the world, but they need a bit of a hand up at the moment. Not a handout, but a hand up, and we're providing that.
The fund was announced at a national drought summit today, attended by federal and state political leaders. Tasmanian Premier Will Hodgman says the money should go a long way to help out.
This is a significant commitment, and we'll look forward to getting further detail during the course of the day and mapping out how that money can best support affected communities.
But Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has described the 2020 start date as too far away.
2020 does seem to be a bit far off when our farmers are struggling now. There needs to be some more upfront money to help those that are doing it tough.
Special Envoy for Drought Assistance Barnaby Joyce has called for leaders to come up with a long-term plan.
This is something that if governments work together, we can have a formidable process that actually alleviates droughts into the future and works to a better outcome.
Greens Senator Nick McKim has had his visa application to visit Nauru denied. Senator McKim was planning to visit Nauru to investigate conditions on the island and speak with refugees amid concerns for their well-being. But a consular official from Nauru says Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs doesn't support Senator McKim's trip. Senator McKim has been an outspoken critic of Australia's offshore detention regime. Comes as thousands of people are expected to rally in Sydney and Melbourne this weekend to call for an end to offshore detention. And the Prime Minister says he's working hard to get refugee children off Nauru, but he will not say when all 52 will leave the Pacific Island. Scott Morrison says sick children are being evacuated for medical treatment on a case-by-case basis, and he's working with the United States to rehome refugee families. Calls are growing for the federal government to cease offshore processing of children on Nauru amid new reports that one in four children there are suicidal. Julia Banks became the first Liberal MP to break party ranks on the matter and call for a fix on the issue. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told SBS politicians need to understand that a change in policy could lead to further lives being lost at sea.
You don't negotiate your borders. You don't do that. I mean, you don't get to negotiate with people smugglers. You have to have very clear and unambiguous policies. And this is the problem that often happens in this place. They don't understand that these issues are dealt with in very absolute terms.
To football, and Australia is one win away from qualifying for next year's FIFA Under 20 World Cup after a 1-1 draw with Jordan. Western Sydney Wanderers Oliver Pufflett scored Australia's goal in the 10th minute. The draw sent the young Socceroos to the quarterfinals of the Under-19 Championship, where they'll face either Saudi Arabia or Tajikistan on Monday. The winner of that game will secure qualification to the Under-20 World Cup in Poland next year. Let's check out Saturday's weather now. It'll be sunny in Perth, a top of 28 in Adelaide, cloudy in 24. In Melbourne, a possible afternoon shower, 19 there. In Hobart, showers as well, 15. In Canberra, mostly sunny in 26. In Wollongong, it'll be partly cloudy in 23. Much the same for Sydney, 25. In Brisbane, mostly sunny in 29. In Cairns, also fine weather, 32. And partly cloudy in Darwin, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelis. This is SBS News.